Crime Does Not Pay.
There he is, Jimmy.
I see him.
It's sad to see you outside, Minden. Not in this crummy joint.
Me and the boys, we wanted to see if you had guts enough to come in.
I got guts for that. And for telling you to stay away from Marva. Get that? Stay away.
Or else?
You heard me. You know what I mean.
Yeah, you mean this. That's him. Haul a monkey into the back room. I'll be in a minute. As soon as I can find a pool cue hard enough to operate on him with.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Plug Ugly, starring Edmund Ryan. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Edmund Ryan as Jimmy Minden in Plug Ugly. It was the kind of neighborhood a lot of people stayed away from. The main street was crowded with stores where the shoddy merchandise lay in windows lit by naked electric bulbs. People jostled one another on the sidewalks, dashed across the street, daring the traffic to run them down, or so it seemed. The side streets were ominous in their quiet darkness when the night hid the scarred, twisted houses, and the few lampposts barely impressed themselves on the gloom. Those lampposts were important. They were the meeting places for the boys and some of the girls, where plans were made before the groups descended on nearby bars, candy stores, and pool parlors, or upon the occasional party run by one of the speciously named social clubs. To one of those parties, Jimmy Minden led his pals, Bat Sprague and Ham Gridley. They walked into the cellar meeting place and surveyed the scene.
Well, quite a mob.
Oh, the Eagles sell tickets.
Or else.
Yeah, they do all right with the dames, too.
Oh, yeah. I heard Pugsy and the boys carry razor blades in a hat band, and the dames know it.
You think that one knows it, fellas?
Which one, Jimmy?
The blonde dancing with Pugsy, the kid himself.
Hey, look out for that one, Jimmy.
Pugsy hung a hands-off sign on her a long time ago.
Know the name?
Oh, yeah. She went to high school with me. Until I got canned out. When I knew her, she was Mary Down. All of a sudden, now she's Marva Dowling.
Yeah, courtesy of the copyright owner. But I do mean owner.
How come you guys know so much about this deal?
Well, we grew up around here. You only moved here.
Wrong line, Ham. I moved in here.
Yeah, sure looks like it up to now.
And from now on, here I go, fellas.
Hey, Jimmy, don't do it.
Stay away from her, Jimmy.
Stay here, Marva, baby. I gotta see a fella a minute.
Oh, always you gotta see a fella.
I wouldn't leave you around loose like that.
No, why not, handsome?
Maybe I know of something good first time I see it.
Oh, one of those. Smart.
Could be.
How smart?
Smart enough to know you're Marva Dowling.
That needs brains in this neighborhood. Look, Bright Eyes, I got a fella.
A fella? Pugsy Jetto, are you kidding?
Oh? So you know that, too.
I make it my business to know the works before I move in on anything.
And anything includes?
Territory, a racket, or a dame.
Say the line, Jack. Me and Marva here, we heard it all before.
The name is Jimmy, Jimmy Minden. And I'm sure Marva hasn't heard the line before, or she'd have dumped you long ago. Dance, baby?
That could be dangerous, Minden.
Do I have to have permission in writing?
Which you'll never get.
I said, dance, baby. The music's wasting.
Well, I don't know.
Take your paw off of her.
Mustn't lose the Jeddo temper.
I said leave her go.
Oh, Pugsy, please. Now, don't make a scene.
In other words, the babe wants to dance with me. She knows something good when she sees it, same as I do.
How'd you like to wear your skull like mashed potatoes?
I prefer French fries myself.
For the last time, leave go her arm.
It's a nice arm, well built, all of her.
Shut up, louse. I'm going to take care of you.
Anytime, any place, right now even. You can try.
Where?
Outside Smith's pool parlor, 15 minutes.
I'll be there. Stick around, Marva. I won't be long.
Yeah, stick around, Marva. It'll take me less time than Pugsy. A lot less time. That's a promise. Okay, Bats, Ham, you understand the deal?
Yeah, nothing new except Pugsy. Number 5 in the side pocket.
We got you, Jimmy. How you gonna make it, Bats, with a Ouija board?
No, with my little cue I done it. And I...
There he is, Jimmy.
I see.
Sad see you outside, Minden, not in this crummy joint.
Me and the boys, we wanted to see if you had guts enough to come in.
I got guts for that. And for telling you to stay away from Marva. Get that? Stay away.
Or else?
You heard me. You know what I mean.
Yeah, you mean...
this.
Bats.
I'll get you.
Ham, call him the monkey in the back room. I'll be along in a minute. As soon as I can find a pool too hot enough to operate on him with.
You'll never get away with this. I'll have you run right out of...
Shut up. You'll do nothing except maybe scramming yourself.
Okay, fellas, hold him.
Watch it. How'd you fight fair? Because you know I can lick you fair.
Save your breath, stupid. You're going to need it for yelling.
Let me go. Let me go. Will you? Oh, my arm. My arm.
That's for talking fresh to the new boss, see? Yeah. And
this.
This is for trying to keep the dame to yourself. For treating newcomers like dirt. For trying to keep the candy store racket for yourself. For collecting from my pool rooms.
Jimmy. Lay off.
Yeah, you'll kill him. Cut it out.
They're all alike. No fight. Maybe you ought to knock him off, teach him a lesson.
Brother, is he a mess?
Yeah, that's a lesson. You ain't even mussed your hair, Jimmy.
I couldn't do that, boys. I gotta go back to the party and pick up Marva. From here on, I own the copyright. Hey, Marva.
Uh-huh.
I ain't asked you in a couple of months. Like being my girl?
I'd be a dope if I didn't. You know how to treat a girl, Jimmy.
Like the car?
Convertibles with tops down do something to me, darling.
I wonder what the guy I borrowed this one from is doing tonight.
Oh, Jimmy, you didn't take this one, too.
Why not? I always test my used car before I turn them over to my dealers.
Jimmy.
Yeah, baby.
Jimmy, you're smart. Not like Pugsy. He was just tough.
Not tough enough. He's getting out of the hospital next week. Boy, oh boy. Give me the business end of a pool cue anytime. 3 months in the ward. So I'm smart, baby. So what?
So, why the racket?
Why not? A smart cookie always does good in the rackets.
You don't own your own car yet.
I will. I got plans. I've been making contacts. Look, kid, a long time ago, I watched my old man work himself to death. Janitor in a crummy tenement. Hot water, cold water, fix the pipes. Ma, clean the upstairs hall. Me, I figure, that's for the birds. What I want, I see in the pictures in the paper. Convertibles, blondes with fur pieces. Blondes like you, baby. Well built.
Blondes like me get more expensive as we get a little older.
Yeah, and smarter. Don't you worry, sister. Like I said, I got plans. I got contacts. I'm using them. I'm going to be in the big time. In the meantime, baby, I still got my right arm.
You seen Pugsy, Jimmy? He got out yesterday.
What do I want to see that bum for?
Oh, nothing. We just thought maybe you'd like to see how the doc's fixed him up.
How?
His right arm's still in a sling. If he keeps walking like he's walking, they're going to change his name to Gimpy.
Oh, brother, is he ever a mess?
Now, hold it, fellas. Yeah?
I want to talk to Minden.
Who wants Minden?
I do. Jocko Conway.
What's Jocko Conway, fellas?
Oh, yikes. For the love of... Jocko, the big boy.
Save it. This is Jimmy Minden, Mr. Conway.
You're the lad who did the job on Pugsy Jetto, aren't you?
Yes, sir. Have you seen him?
I have. Want an assignment from me, Minden?
What kind?
Oh, nothing too hard, nothing too simple. There's a character with a big mouth. Name of Larry Alton.
The last of the Alton brothers.
You know about them?
And about you, too, Mr. Conway. I know my business.
I want Alton's mouth shut. Tight.
Permanent?
Possibly. And Minden, dead men do tell tales.
Not out of lime pits, they don't.
Make good on this deal, and there'll be more. Might even get a contract.
How much by the piece?
Half a G, this time.
That all?
Yeah, I don't bargain. Take it or suit yourself.
You got a deal.
You need a finger?
I know my business. Like I said, I can find Alton.
Okay, go to it, and soon. I'll contact you.
So what's funny?
Nothing special. We just got an assignment, fellas. Now we're really in business.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Plug Ugly. Now we continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Edmund Ryan as Jimmy Minden in Plug Ugly. Jimmy was determined that his first big assignment from up above would be taken care of with both dispatch and finesse. Although Jimmy didn't use those words, he did have a plan. And part of his plan brought a touch of dissension among his cohorts. In fact, Bats was quite indignant about the whole deal.
What do you want to do that for, Jimmy? It's poison, I tell you.
Yeah, dance is always poison.
Not this one.
Look, we can do a nice, quiet, neat job, see? We get the lime pit ready the day before in the cellar of my house. We have the quick lime all set. We bring the sucker down there, knock him off, dump him in the pit. And then we re-cement the floor like nothing was there.
Yeah, like nothing, except new cement. The cops had spotted a mile. They even got tests for different kinds of sand and cement.
I didn't know that.
Lots of things you don't know, both of you. Now, look, I got a spot all picked out in the woods, 10 miles out of the city. No house in sight. We dig a hole, use the lime, then we put back the bushes like they ain't never been touched. Nobody will find Alton that way.
Okay, okay, but what's that got to do with the dame?
The dame's camouflage, fellas. It's going to be perfect, and when I tell Conway how it worked, we'll get our contract.
I still don't see why we got to use the dame.
Get it, will you, Bats? That's her. She's due.
Okay, if you say so.
Bats making sense for once, Jimmy.
Hello, Bats. Jimmy here?
Yeah. Come on in.
Oh, gee. Not a very warm welcome, I must say. I thought we were pals, Bats.
Yeah, we were, all right.
Hi, Jimmy. Ham.
Hi.
You're looking swell, baby, and expensive.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
Sit down, kid.
Thanks. We got a convention?
Business conference.
Yeah, we got our first assignment from the big mob.
And Jimmy thinks maybe you want to work with us.
Me? Well, this is news.
It's up to you, baby.
What's in it for me?
A C-note.
All of that for me?
It's a beginning, kid. 20% of the whole fee for this job.
What's all this about the big mob?
Huh. Women. They gotta know everything.
Oh, shut up, will you?
It's a fact, Marv. I had a call. They want us to take care of a character for them.
What do I do? Put the finger on him?
Nah, you don't even know him.
What then?
Will you do it?
Pig in a poke?
For $100. Now, look, baby, you don't have to if you don't want to. But if you decide no, Then it'll be better if you don't know anything at all about the job.
Oh, you're smart, Jimmy. Count me in. What's the pitch, boys?
Swell. Now, here's how it goes. We get a car, see? That's the first thing.
Keeping him, Jimmy.
Take it easy, kid. He'll be along. I've been watching him close. He always comes this way around this time of night.
Somebody turn in the corner, Jimmy.
That's him. Get him, fellows.
You're Larry Alton, ain't you?
What if I am?
We come with a car.
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd like to take a little ride.
I see. Conway.
Who's he? Want to get in the car?
Do I have any choice?
No, not much. All right, in you go. Sit in the middle.
Yes, I know the routine. You never figured it for yourself, though. Well, something new has been added. A dame on a job like this.
Shut up.
Why? Until you shut me up, that is.
Talk won't get you nothing.
What is this, a shakedown?
Hardly, Alton. We're not interested in dough.
That's new, too.
Yeah, it's all new, including us.
You know, my boys will take care of all of you.
That's what you think.
You and Conway and his whole mob.
Most of them will join with Conway. Those that don't, we'll take care of.
Got it all figured, youngster?
All of it, including the contract we're going to get for doing a nice, neat job on you.
Gee, it's awful quiet out here.
Not so quiet like it's going to be for our Mr. Alton in the back there.
Let me make a deal, fellas. Let me make a deal.
No deals. You couldn't pay off half what this is going to mean to us.
Hey, Jimmy.
Let the man say his prayers.
Go on, say them. You heard the boss.
No prayers. I just wish I'd had sense enough not to walk in this town alone. And as for you, plug uglies...
Okay, fellas, take care of him.
Prowl car, Jimmy. I can see the police sign on top in our mirror.
In the act, baby. One squint at us necking and the dopes in that prowl car won't think twice.
Oh, Jimmy, you're terrific. Just like you figured it.
I know what I'm doing.
Help!
Look out. Don't let him bite your hand over his mouth, Ham.
Hey, Jimmy, I stopped him with the sash cord around his neck.
Get him down on the floor of the car. Bats, the ice pick.
It's working, boss.
Marva, kiss me quick with gestures.
Oh, baby. Oh, Jimmy, baby.
Keep it up there looking at us.
Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy. Kiss me again. Again.
Come on. I do all right, again. Okay, in the back there?
Yeah, dead pitch and not one blood spot as far as I can see.
Good. Here we go. Sit over there, sister. I've got to keep my mind on my driving.
Where to, boss?
You know where. That hole in the ground and the quick lime we set up yesterday. Fellas, have we got a system or have we got a system?
You.
Sure is. Who are we expecting, Pugsy or Larry Alton's ghost?
Don't try to be funny. You're not.
Hey, the name is Jimmy. Jimmy Minden, remember?
How could I forget?
You got something there. Everything in this place reminds you of me, hey? From the couch to the view to the drapes to the pictures.
Yeah, even the closets.
What's the matter, baby? I'm not making enough for you? You ain't living like you want?
You're making enough for me.
Know something?
I know a lot of things.
This you don't know. I was called. Me. I got called today.
By the army?
No, by the cops.
They know something?
They wanted to know something. They're investigating the disappearance of Larry Alton.
After 3 months, they're investigating?
Yeah, so they get polite, see? What do I know about it? So I told them. 3 months ago, I was just another guy. What would I know?
To which the brave policeman replied...
That was why they were asking me. On account of maybe my sudden wealth had something to do with old Alton.
They're not so dumb, are they?
I told them from nothing. Bats and Ham were with me. They kept that trap shut naturally.
Naturally?
So then I offered them my cooperation, like the big shots do. And we left. Walked out of the precinct like we owned it.
Don't you? I thought you owned everything in the district.
Hey, what's eating you, baby?
Nothing. Just nothing. And maybe something.
Let's have it, sister.
You can have it. When its name is Josie.
Josie, the redhead. You're a blonde. No competition.
I could be that kind of redhead, too.
Yeah, I said no competition.
I heard you. I say it, too. You want to play with me? We don't let no other kids in the sand pile.
You say so? It must be so.
Right, the first time.
That's just a sample, baby.
You dirty, rotten, double crier.
Get this straight, sister. You don't own me. It works the other way around. Now you stay in this apartment, see, and you keep your nose out of my affairs. On account of if you don't, Ham and Bats will pay you a little visit with pool cues, and they'll do to your face what I did to Pugsy's arms and legs. You got me? So long, sister. See you after a while. When I feel like it.
Open. Come on in.
Nothing to say, Pugsy?
What do you want me to say? I'm glad to see you. You're wearing a real pretty shiner.
Okay, okay. Rub it in.
What do you want from your old pal, Gimpy?
Maybe misery loves company.
What did he do? Ditch you? After beating you up?
The ditching came first. For a redhead. Name of Josie.
Yeah, I know the dame. A real no good. What do you want, Marva?
Same thing you want.
Sure, sure. It'd be a pleasure to shove a shiv into his guts and twist it. Just to hear him holler.
What would that get us? Except a licking from Bats and Ham and the chair on top of it.
I know that. Maybe that's why I didn't give it to him. Maybe I've been waiting for a better way.
I thought maybe you'd have an idea.
I got them. Like a lot of them. Nothing to do but sit around and think. Yeah, I got ideas. I need something to start from. So somebody else can take care of him for me. For us.
Maybe I can give you something to start from.
You can... Well, what do you know? Yeah, well, start talking, Marva. Maybe you have got something.
What's the laugh?
It just hit me. Blacking a dame's eye is no way to shut her mouth.
Fellas, ever think we'd see the inside of a station house so many times? By invitation?
Yeah, twice is enough.
What's he want from us?
Grow up, fellas. We're big time now. We get invitations. Mr. Menden, this is Lieutenant Beatty. I wonder if you'd mind dropping in to see me sometime today.
Oh, brother!
When I told Josie, she laughed so hard, I thought she'd...
Mr. Menden, will you come in, please?
Sure, sure, Lieutenant. Let's go, fellas.
I don't like it. I don't like nothing about this joint.
Me neither. Don't feel right.
Yeah, forget it. They're still investigating. Nice day, ain't it, Lieutenant?
Yeah, isn't it?
What's on your mind, Lieutenant?
Larry Alton.
You mean you haven't found him yet?
Not until early this morning.
Well, well, well. The power of the law. Where was he holed up?
Holed up is right, what was left of him.
And you called me because you thought I'd be interested. And that was real neighborly of you, Lieutenant.
Yeah, wasn't it? As a matter of fact, I called you because I think you put him in that hole and the lime after him.
Oh, you do? Where do you get your ideas, Lieutenant?
From the horse's mouth, mister. From somebody who was there. Come in here, you two.
I told them not to...
Shut up, Ham. Shut up.
These the men, Miss Dowling.
Yeah. He planned it and they did it, like I told you.
Have I been waiting for this?
For your information, Lieutenant, I never saw these people in my life before.
Save it for the jury, Minden. You're under arrest. The charge is murder, and you won't wriggle out of this one. The prowl car that passed you made a record of your license plate routine. The girl was there and took us straight to Alton's grave. And your pal Jetto here has been saving information, too.
A dame, a lousy dame. Let me get my hands
on you. No, you don't. Stay where you are. Stay where you are, all of you, now. We shoot straight in this precinct.
All right, take it easy.
That's better. All right, lock them up, boys. First degree homicide for the three mugs, including the one on the floor. Protective custody for Jetto, material witness for the woman. And unless I miss my guess, when this plug ugly starts talking, even Jocko Conway is going for a one-way ride. He'll talk. They always do when their own skins are in danger. This time, it isn't going to help.
Crime does not pay. Edmund Ryan, who starred as Jimmy Minden in Plug Ugly, will be back with you in just a moment. Now here in person is Edmund Ryan.
The story of Jimmy Minden, this young plug ugly who slugged and murdered his way to his own destruction, is compounded of cruelty and waste. Yes, waste, because Jimmy and Bats and Marva and all of them were born as good material for good citizenship. And somewhere along the line, that material was wasted. Perhaps this came about because of the places these young people call their homes. Perhaps it was the older people like Jocko Conway. Perhaps these things and more all contributed. But the environment in which they lived could have been made better. The older influences could have been curbed and never permitted access to the young people. Whatever the cause, we, the good citizens, lost as well as the others. We lost in our country, lost potentially useful citizens. It's clear, isn't it, that for us, as certainly as for the criminals, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical advisor is Burton B. Turkus. The events, characters, and names used in the story you've just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental. This is Bob Williams speaking.